It's time to hit In the Shop with Kurt, Brian, and Dan.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel.
In the Shop, your source for the latest information and advice on maintaining and repairing your vehicle on KGMI Newstalk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham, and KGMI.com. KGMI and the Cascade Radio Group receive financial compensation to present this program in its entirety. Opinions and information expressed are those of the host and or sponsors and do not necessarily reflect those of KGMI or the Cascade Radio Group.
Good morning. You are in the shop with Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic, Kirk from Angler Automotive. We are taking your calls, 360-676-KGMI, that's 676-5464. Always would rather have callers with their questions, but we do have a number of things we brought to talk about. The changing technology in cars, from power steering to brake systems, tires, and everything else that's been changing in our industry. And, you know, a lot of people may not realize the changes that have taken place in the cars they drive over the last decade.
Progression.
Some good, some bad.
Yeah.
I think in a sense, a lot of it revolves around how to make things more efficient.
You think?
Less expensive
more
and easier.
More complexity makes more things, yeah.
Less expensive and easier to assemble. That's efficiency.
On the construction side of it.
That's right.
Yes. Okay. That makes a little more sense. Seems to be going the other direction when it comes to actually fixing these suckers when they're out there.
Yeah. The miles of wire, the electronics, the chips, and everything else that goes along with controlling these updated modern designs in the vehicle. And you brought some interesting things as well there, Kirk.
As I always do.
As you always do.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, you know what? You brought some stuff. I mean, you've got all your high-tech stuff because, you know, you're kind of an egghead. In fact, sometimes I go to text you.
I prefer the term nerd.
I actually, instead of typing in, you know, in my contacts, B-R-I-A-N, I actually type in B-R-A-I-N. And then it won't send. And then I realize I want to send to Brian. I mean, but you are brain. Anyways. That was a compliment. If it came out that way, hopefully it did. Yeah, I had some exciting stuff about tires that, you know, these airless tires. I mean, this is coming apparently down the road.
I know, you know, a couple of decades ago, they started coming out with the run flat tires.
Yeah. They've been doing that on, you know, military stuff and then, of course, our president's car for a long time.
I think in the dictionary under run flat tires, it says ridiculously expensive tire.
Yeah, probably.
So many people had run flat tires eventually they'd buy new wheels and another set of tires because it was less expensive to do that than to buy another set of run flat tires.
Probably. You know, one of the things, they're talking, I don't know why they're doing this, honestly, technology, whatever, probably safer. You don't get flat tires. But one of the things that I actually came across an article on the internet last week, and they were talking about the pollution that is created from the tires and wearing, you know, just normal wear and tear on the tires. All the little microparticles of the rubber wearing off of the tires. This article was actually talking about creates more pollution, air pollution, whatever kind of pollution, than the cars actually emit out of their tailpipes.
Yeah.
The tires are dirtier than the cars themselves.
I read an article that talked about that as well, that when they look at microplastics and forever particles that are in the ocean, the pollution that's out there, that
right.
The majority of it appears to be coming from vehicle tires.
Yeah. Well, and let's throw out any kind of rubber tire, bicycles, mopeds, you know, golf carts. Yeah.
And electric vehicles, because of their added weight and low rolling resistance, actually emit far more.
Creates more tire wear.
Far more tire wear and far more of these compounds coming off vehicles that are electric vehicles than standard vehicles.
Right. So, looking at the Michelin's, I think they're the ones that got the headline for the ad here, but you know, these things are built out of, what are they built out of? Some kind of a...
Microplastics?
Well, fiberglass, microplastics, things like that.
Forever chemicals. So,
and I'm thinking, I've smelled sooty diesel before and smoke from a campfire, whatever. Been exposed to a lot of...
Hazardous chemicals, solvents, cleaners.
The one that I've always found really disturbs my lungs the most, almost instant gratification, is sanding fiberglass without a respirator. And so now we're going to be shaving off glass fiber in amongst all the particulates that are coming off the tires. So.
You know, as time goes on, I'm sure they'll be looking more at that. I mean, once upon a time, asbestos was viewed as a miracle thing for insulation, heat retention, other kids manufacturing,
sandboxes.
Kids sandboxes.
Yeah, exactly.
And the same things come off tires. The airless tires are pretty cool, though. They use a spring-loaded mechanism for the sidewall and the space that the air would take into a tire. That helps it hold its shape, but actually is able to absorb impact with rocks, curbs, and other things.
Bellingham streets,
potholes.
Yeah.
And are actually pretty durable. And I've seen videos of them where they just lay out tracks of nails, put through boards and drive over them, and, they come through just fine and keep on rolling.
So the police are going to have to come up with an alternative to the old spike strip.
They've gone to electronic jamming on a lot of new cars now.
Yeah.
A lot of the new cars out there, they can just call the, the law enforcement hotline. And if they can identify the vehicle through license plate or otherwise, they can have them shut down.
Well,
all
the modern cars are being tracked, GPS and all that. Tesla's a great example. You got your car tuned up while you're driving down the road. So they know where you're at and everything about you. So you just call up with the code, shut her down, boom, off, Actually, with the Tesla or something like that, they could do it safely. They could actually tell the car to autopilot itself safely to the side of the road and then lock the doors. Won't let you out. Until they allow it, yeah.
Well, hey, it looks like we have a caller here, Kirk.
Excellent.
I think we have Mary on the line. Good morning, Mary. Are you with us, Mary?
Hello?
Well, maybe Mary can call back. I'm not hearing her there. Maybe she stepped away from the phone.
Could be. That long-winded conversation. Hey, should we plug Skookum Kids real quick?
I think we should. Was that a week or two ago? We had Steve Hazel from the Panacea on
the
with
famous
us.
Steve Hazel.
Now he's putting his efforts to a higher cause.
He is, and his wife, Judy, she is like an angel, I think.
She put up with him and raised five kids, six if you include him.
Yeah, six. And, she's got a big heart, and she's always looking to help somebody out. And and Steve's, in there too. So that's a great thing. So I wanted to plug it. There's the Skookum Kids Charity Poker Tournament is next Friday, the 22nd, starting at 6 p.m. down at the Bellingham Yacht Club. And basically, if you can go to Skookum Kids, I think it's skookumkids.org, and check it out. It's a fundraiser to help out with organization Skookum Kids to help kids that are in bad situations at home, whatever, kind of going into the foster care, it sounds like. And it's an organization that helps give these kids some love and give them a place to live and help them get back on their feet again, and also, you know, interact with the parents and kind of try to save the families and save the kids. That's what it's about, saving the kids. So I don't think I'm doing this promo justice as well as Steve had done it. Do you have any thoughts on this?
Well, I think it's a great way to have fun and support them through their poker tournament.
Yeah.
And don't worry, if you're really bad at poker, don't know how to play, this is a great opportunity. You can buy in and buy chips as many times as you want, so you can keep losing and keep helping Skookum kids.
That is true.
And if you're really good at poker, you can help those other people lose money to help Skookum kids.
Exactly. And they do have a table for beginners. They will have tables for beginners. They've got the beginner table. They've got the regular player, and you know, for people that kind of play once in a while. And then they've got the VIP player table.
I think that's Steve. He's semi-pro.
Yeah, he's studied his art.
He knows his way around a poker table.
You do not want to end up at Steve. If you're a beginner, I would say don't go to Steve's table.
It's a better way to help the Skookum kids.
Well, it is.
You can meet Steve. You can request his table. I know guarantees. Guarantees you'll get to sit at his table, but you can try.
You know, he should have considered having a deal where you buy in for an extra, say, $1,000 to sit
at Steve's table
to help out. So, and there will be prizes for the winners of the tournament, but this is all about helping kids, you know, and supporting a really, really good cause. So Friday, March 22nd, 6 p.m. at the Bellingham Yacht Club. You can go to skookumkids.org and check it out. You can register online. You can just donate if you don't play poker, don't want to go. Donate, whatever. But that's it.
All right. Sounds good. Hope to see everybody there. And we're going to talk a little bit more about, you know, these new airless tires, other systems on cars that are changing, and also get back to some phone calls, 360-676-KGMI. This is Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic, Kirk from Engler Automotive, and we'll be right back.
Homelessness is a challenge many face in Whatcom County, but there is hope. Since 1923, the Lighthouse Mission Ministries has been providing shelter and services for those who need it most. Lighthouse Mission provides a safe and caring environment for individuals and families experiencing homelessness. The mission offers a warm bed, hot meals, and supportive community to help hurting neighbors back on their feet. But they don't stop there. With the help of generous people in our community, the Lighthouse Mission also offers case management, addiction recovery services, job training, and educational resources to help people achieve long-term success. Everyone deserves a chance to rebuild their life. Your help is needed to make that happen. Your donation will make a huge impact on the lives of men and women in our community. Please visit thelighthousemission.org to learn more about how you can help support our neighbors who are homeless. Your donation will make a huge impact on the lives of men and women in our community. Please visit thelighthousemission.org to learn more about how you can help support our neighbors who are homeless. Together, we can provide a brighter future for those in need. Lighthouse Mission Ministries, where hope begins. Learn more at thelighthousemission.org.
Did you know one of the best investments you can make? It's in yourself. At My Computer Career, in just a few months, you could start your new career in the high-demand, recession-resistant field of information technology. Isn't it time you invest in you and start a career in networking, cybersecurity, AI, or upskill to boost your current IT career? So, get the ROI you deserve at My Computer Career. No experience necessary. Start now at mycomputercareer.edu.
Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Their U.S.-based restoration specialists are dedicated to helping solve identity theft issues, and all plans are backed by the Million Dollar Protection Package, which means if you lose money because of identity theft, LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan. Help protect your information with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com and save up to 25% your first year with my name, Clay, as your promo code.
Whether you're exploring Linden, walking the trails at Whatcom Falls, or grabbing coffee between classes on Western's campus, free local news is now at your fingertips. Go directly to MyBellinghamNow.com or download the new My Bellingham Now app. MyBellinghamNow.com and the new My Bellingham Now app. Hyper-local community and county news. 100% free and no subscription ever. MyBellinghamNow.com or the new My Bellingham Now app. Available from the App Store or Google Play. Stay informed. Stay connected. Stay local. MyBellinghamNow.com.
With more ways than ever to connect to news and entertainment, 90% of new car buyers want the tried and true AM/FM radio option.
Gadgets are great, but when you're behind the wheel, you just want that local connection that you can't get from online apps.
Local radio is dependable and free, with no subscription or cellular data required, and no fumbling with a separate device.
Visit wearebroadcasters.com and tell us how you depend on AM radio stations like KGMI, and how you want AM included in your next new car.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KGMI or the Cascade Radio Group.
This is kind of a cool little ditty.
Welcome back. You are in the shop with Kirk from Angler Automotive, Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic.
I like it.
Taking your calls, 360-676-KGMI. We'd love to hear from you. Any automotive-related question, check engine light, rough running.
Hey, time to get your boat ready.
That's right.
Spring's just around the corner.
And we have, I think, Mary back on the line here.
Yep. Can you hear me?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, I have a 1997 Mazda B2300, and it drives for a while, but then after a while, when I stop, it tries to shut down, so I have to put on the gas to keep it going at a stoplight. And it's like it's, you know, I don't know, just wants to turn off.
Does it go chug, 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 chug when you come to a stoplight?
Yes.
Well, I think you have a vacuum leak.
Entirely possible.
Or a dirty throttle plate or a...
Yeah, do you have a check engine light on while you're driving or cruising around? Warning lights on the dash? Mary?
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, do you have any warning lights on the dash, a check engine light or a little amber engine symbol?
There was a check engine light on, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so first thing you're going to want to do is have the codes checked and see why that check engine light is on.
Okay.
You know, almost any time somebody's having some sort of performance issue with their car and the light is on, the light's probably related to it. Not always, but probably.
Well, it depends. Okay. It might be like if the light's been on forever and you didn't care about it, you might have 20 different codes in there.
Yeah, so I would definitely get that checked. You know, Kirk mentioned the vacuum leak, basically the engine sucking air from somewhere it shouldn't be. Could be a little hole in a vacuum hose, the air intake tube, or something else on it. And the other thing, which is where I was going to head, is that the dirty throttle body, the little throttle plate that's in the throttle body that's in place of the carburetor.
I said that too.
That's what I said. I was agreeing with you.
Oh, really?
I'm right there with you, Kirk. Oh, I think you're dead on here.
Okay. Wow.
Could be a throttle or the intake. There's a hole in,
you know, some sort of a vacuum leak where it's sucking air that it shouldn't.
Okay.
Or a dirty throttle body is really common on those old Mazdas and Ford. It's actually really similar to a Ford Ranger for that engine and that vehicle. It's kind of a carbon copy of it or a clone.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mary.
Bye-bye.
That would be one where you take it into your favorite mechanic and technician and have them run some tests and see what's going on. Shouldn't be too hard to figure out on one of those. They're pretty simple.
Pretty simple.
Pretty simple motors and systems on those. You know, I got to say this. Whenever you say, you know, take it, you know, scan it, you know, read the codes, plug the thing in.
Plug in the magic tool.
I always think of a cartoon, a Bugs Bunny cartoon from when I was a kid, where Bugs Bunny, I think, was the Swami that was going to read people's palms. And the whole thing was, you'd like your palm red, right? And he'd whip out a paintbrush
and paint his palm
red. Somebody's palm red. And I always think of that when I hear you say, plug it in. And
I'm glad to bring back childhood memories.
Yeah, anyway, so that's it. Want your palm red.
Yeah, I like your comment there about, you know, when that check engine light has been on for a long time and you're like, oh, that's because of the bad catalytic converter.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
You just keep driving it. Well, the light can only come on once. So as more things go wrong and the problems stack up, eventually that light you didn't worry about is actually on for a number of different more important reasons.
Yeah, it's true. And it doesn't get brighter as more things add to it. So, yeah. One of the nice things about getting here, driving around without a check engine light. But some cars, let's say you got 250,000 miles on a rig that's running just fine and you got a catalytic converter code that's going on and the option is spend $1,000 to $2,000 putting catalytic converters on. A lot of times people don't want to spend that money for the converter because they're going to get rid of their car anyway. So it adds up.
Yeah.
That's it. Let's take a break.
Let's take a break. 360-676-KGMI. You are in the shop with Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic, Kirk from Engler Automotive.
The Lummi Bay Market at Exit 260 is where you'll find more in the store. You'll find more in the store because there's so much store. Almost 10,000 square feet. The Lummi Bay Market is where you'll find everything you need for on and off the road. You'll find the best value on gas and diesel, along with way more than you would expect out of a convenience store. There's a liquor department featuring a great selection of your favorite competitively priced spirits, wines, and mixers. And of course, you'll want to check out the huge selection of ice cold beer in their massive beer cave. Want to grab a quick bite for breakfast or lunch? Don't feel like cooking dinner? At the Lummi Bay Market, you'll find a great hot deli counter, including our brand new fried chicken tenders, and chicken wings with all the fixins. Make the Lummi Bay Market your first or last stop of the day for fuel, food, and more. The Lummi Bay Market, just off I-5 at Exit 260 on Rural Avenue. Open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Lummi Bay Market, where there's more in the store.
Are you looking for an auto shop that offers honest quality service? Hi, I'm Kirk, owner of Engler Automotive. At Engler Automotive, we strive to make sure that all of your automotive service needs are met. Engler Automotive provides the factory recommended services that are required to maintain your vehicle's warranty. Engler Automotive, outstanding quality with honest, reliable service. Check us out online at anglerautomotive.com.
Lindale Glass is your premier window and door company in Waukamaw, Skagit County. With over 35 years of professional installation experience, you can rely on the dedicated employees at Lindale Glass to provide an exceptional install. Lindale Glass features Milgard windows and doors, leading the industry with innovative, high-quality products. You can be assured of a product that is customized for your home. No shortcuts, no gimmicks, just excellent service and exceptional quality from Milgard. Visit a Lindale showroom to learn more or online at lindaleglass.com.
Hello folks, this is Phil George. I'm an elder law and estate planning attorney here in Bellingham, and I would like to invite you to join me every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. right here on KGMI for the Aging Hour. If you have questions about Medicare, Medicaid, long-term care costs, probates, wills, trusts, or anything else that has to do with aging, this is the radio show for you. Studies show that more than 70% of estate plans fail when families need them the most. Join us every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. and we can show you how to set your family up for success.
The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
Rest easy in a cool home this summer. Contact West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical to add AC to your existing system for as little as $140 a month. Find them at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham. Streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com.
CBS News Brief. Israel says Palestinian civilians in Rafah will be given safe routes out before a ground assault. Richard Makepeace with the Medical Aid for Palestinians says many won't go.
People are weak, children are weak, there are babies. People might simply be fatalistic and say they'd rather stay together as a family and die together rather than dying on the road, trying to get somewhere where they'll probably be attacked again.
Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis is staying on the Georgia election interference case. Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade is not. Your CBS's Nicole Killian.
It was kind of a split decision in the sense that the judge said that in order for the district attorney to stay on the case, that Nathan Wade, the special prosecutor, must sever ties.
At least three people have been killed by tornadoes in the central U.S. This man is a business owner in Arkansas.
Most of our tax return stuff and everything else was not damaged, but there was one area that we've got wet.
CBS News Brief.
Welcome back. You are in the shop. Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic. Kirk from Engler Automotive. Give us a call, 360-676-KGMI. That's 676-5464. Or send us an email, intheshop@kgmi.com. We'll also, if you don't want to give us a call, we'll be glad to take your email, and on a later show, we'll answer your questions or explore the topic.
Did you, I saw we had a couple of emails through the week, and I was going to print them up, but I forgot to. Did you bring those?
I did not, but we'll save them for a future show.
Yeah, we'll find them.
So send us an email, give us a call.
Someday we will actually address them.
Yeah.
I swear.
And don't wait till the end of the show either. We always end up with calls stacked up and don't always get to all of them.
So you want to go high-tech or squeaky belts?
Let's go high-tech.
Okay, let's go there.
Let's talk about power steering.
Okay.
You know, back in the day, people would go out and drive their Model A, their Model T. The next-gen Model A.
68 Chevy pickup truck.
68 no Chevy pickup steering. Truck with manual steering. It's like five rotations, lock to lock.
Armstrong.
And difficult to turn. And then things evolved with power steering pumps, a hydraulic pump that, you know, powers a recirculating ball assembly that, you know, all of a sudden you've got this all this added hydraulic power to turn the wheels. Complicated belts, power steering system, hydraulic hoses.
Well, before they went to the full-on power steering, though, they had the power assist with the hydraulic ram. They had the pump and then a hydraulic ram that hooked to the frame and then hooked to the drag link or something like that. That kind of like on a dump truck, the big hydraulic ram.
Well, it's kind of like, and then, rack and pinion systems where they incorporated the hydraulic ram right into the power steering rack.
Gee, what a concept that was.
Yeah, but, I mean, these systems were all so mechanically complex with all of these parts, hydraulic fluid, you know, potential for leaks.
Yeah, I think of leaky hoses. Mercury Sable.
Yeah.
Ford Taurus. Remember how that would go? It would go, I think it was the power steering lines would start to leak a little bit, and then it was like a... They created the power steering lines themselves, kind of started out at the right front corner of the engine at the pump, and then it would go across the front and around the side, the left side of the motor, and then around the back side of the motor, and then kind of zigzag back.
You'd literally have this 8-foot hose assembly, half rubber, half metal, bent into a contorting form.
To fit perfectly around and contour around every item on the engine, which you had to pull out to get. So you'd replace that, and then I guess what would fail next? The pump or the rack?
The pump, the rack. You'd run out of fluid. They'd both fail.
Yeah, so... You know, back then, I mean, it was like you just want to replace everything in there, but nobody ever did. They just do them one at a time, which costs a ton of money. And then finally, once you got all that money spent on there, the transmission would die. So you'd stick a transmission in it, and you'd drive it, and then the head gaskets would blow.
Oh, the good old days.
Yeah. Anyway, back to power steering.
Well, you know, let's take a caller, and then we're going to get to the new evolution in steering systems, which adds so many benefits. It's unbelievable.
I agree completely with that.
With a few pitfalls here and there.
A few.
Let's go to Eric on the phone here. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning. Subaru question. Over the years, we've had a number of different Subarus in the family, Outbacks and Foresters. And the headlight bulbs really seem to, and I see them driving around all the time with headlights out. Is there a better option for headlight bulbs, or what is any cheap bulbs better, expensive bulbs better? Is there a way to make the bulbs last longer?
Oh boy, my feeling on headlight bulbs is price point plays a little bit of a role. And if you go in to buy a headlight bulb for your Subaru, if they're the standard halogen bulbs, you can probably find bulbs for $4, $6,
right,
$15, and they probably got some $60, $70, $80 bulbs out there too. What we found with our customers, and I don't want to denigrate all the products that come from China. But if I go to a cheap no-name headlight bulb that's $5 for your Subaru that says made in China on it versus the one that costs three times that much, say $13 or $15, that says made in Taiwan, I find they last at least that many multiples longer. The brightness and intensity and stuff you'll see out of them out of the box are probably similar, but we just don't use the cheapest ones any longer because we just started having problems with them, just like you're talking about.
Well, yeah, I'm not using cheap bulbs. I mean, I'm using not the high-end bulbs, but the name brand $20 or $30 bulb or whatever they cost.
Yeah, I would go with like the Sylvania standard bulbs. Sylvania does make their Silver Star and their ones that do cost a bit more. I've also found that those ones don't always last as long. Part of that is the coatings that they put on the glass that goes around the filament, I think, retains a little bit more heat because it's filtering out some of the light frequency. So just the clear bulbs that don't have a tinting, they're not blue. They don't have special coatings. It's just a straight up clear bulb. Mid-price range, and I tend to avoid the really expensive bulbs because we just don't see the benefit out of them. And it's been found that a lot of the more expensive bulbs that give you the blue light and the other colors and seem to be more bright to your eye don't actually transmit as many lumens to the road. It's just your eye reacts to them a little bit better. So they're really not any brighter. They're blocking light.
Right.
You know, one of the other things with the Subarus that I've found over the years was the connectors to the headlights. You see those melted all the time.
You get poor connections.
Right. Yeah. And, when it comes time to replace the connectors, you can buy some cheap ones or you can buy some more expensive ones that are much better, that seem to last a lot longer. So when you get to that point, we want to do that. And also, too, let's say you got a headlight that's out. You know, you really want to look at that connector and see if it's starting to show the plastic part, to see if it's starting to show a little distortion around where the it plugs into the bulb, because that may be an issue as well.
And, and one important thing, and it can be really hard to do on some cars, is don't touch the bulb with your fingers, the glass part of it.
Yeah,
it will leave oil from your fingers behind on it, which doesn't seem like that big of a deal. But anything that retains heat, be it a poor connection at the connector or something on the glass on the bulb, anything that retains heat there will take life away from the bulb. It causes the filament to get hot, and really, if you touch and leave fingerprints on a bulb, it can. Sometimes I've seen them last weeks because of that. And you pull them out, you can see the cooked fingerprints on them.
Yeah, no, I'm super careful about that part of it. Always have been, but I mean, the last bulb I put in this current Subaru is maybe not even a year, or maybe a little over a year, in the headlight, and now both of them are out. Is it just a coincidence that they both went at the same time, or do I have something else going on?
Well, if they were the same age, it makes sense. And I only lasting a year, I'd be questioning the quality of the bulb. And not knowing, what brand it was.
Yeah, I don't know either, but it wasn't the cheap made in China, whatever, from wherever. I don't know the name brand of them, but.
Another thing you might want to consider doing is doing a voltage drop test on the ground circuit of that bulb. You know, make sure that the integrity of that is in good shape as well.
Okay. Well, the older Subarus are still using, you know, they're not, it's not a sealed seal like, you know, you just put it in and twist it. You got the separate thing you got to mess with. I forget what they call them, but all right. So throw some new bulbs in it and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, go from there. Thanks for the call, Eric.
Yeah. All right, thanks. Bye.
Well, and look at that, you know, for Eric, you know, look at that connector when you disconnect it. Look at the where the connector plugs into that bulb and see if it's starting to melt a little bit.
Yeah, and a lot of vehicles, not just Subarus, there will be daytime running lamps that use the low beam at a lower voltage to keep the bulb on all the time while you're driving. Some Subarus, depending on the year, used to have the headlights were basically on all the time and, you know, they turn off with the key. So people just leave them in the on position. And so whenever you're driving daytime or nighttime, so they will tend to last longer in that situation.
True.
A ton of short trip driving, just like the old incandescent bulbs in your home, lights that get turned on and off more burn out quicker. And it's the same thing in car bulbs. Ones that turn on and off more tend to burn out quicker. It's the on and off cycle. Sometimes they have more to do with it than the hours on.
Makes sense.
So just the thermal expansion.
Going from a cold filament to as it heats up, and then as it heats up and when you shut it off, it cools down. Makes sense.
All right, 360-676-KGMI. You are in the shop with Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic, Kirk from Engler Automotive.
A weekend ride on your street bike. Exploring the backcountry in your new side-by-side. Mountain biking on your favorite trails. Spring is here, and it's time for some high adrenaline fun. When it comes to outdoor play in the Northwest, nobody beats Mount Baker Motorsports in Bellingham. They have an extensive selection of new and used road bikes, dirt bikes, and ATVs, and side-by-sides for work and play, personal watercraft, and now featuring electric mountain bikes from Gas Gas and Husqvarna. Mount Baker Motorsports also offers excellent financing options, an extensive parts and accessories department, apparel for every riding season, and a service team for all repairs and upgrades to your current toys. Start your spring adventures with a visit to Mount Baker Motorsports on the corner of Iowa and Woburn in Bellingham, or check them out online at mountbakermoto.com. Mount Baker Motorsports, Whatcom County's premier power sports dealer, featuring Arctic Cat, Kawasaki, KTM, CF Moto, Husqvarna, and Gas Gas.
When you buy a Subaru from Dewey Griffin, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying safety for your family, an investment that will hold its value, and reliability that will last a long, long time. Simply put, you are buying trust. Celebrate them both now with special offers during the Subaru A Lot to Love event on now through April 1st. Dewey Griffin Subaru, community-minded, community-driven, and the only Subaru Certified Tire and Service Center in Whatcom County.
Trust. It's the foundation of every lock and key, and it's the reason Accurate Lock and Security has been serving Northwest Washington for over 90 years, because people know that Accurate are the ones you can trust to protect your valuables. From Abloy to Medico to Keymark, Accurate's high security locks offer a patented key blank that only contracted dealers can cut, extreme resistance to physical attack, and a variety of security enhancements to bolster your protection. Accurate Lock and Security, the security professional team. Online at AccurateLock.net.
Welcome back. You are in the shop. Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic. Kirk from Engler Automotive, 360-676-KGMI. Give us a call.
Yeah, call us. We're here.
Or send an email, KGMI, or in the shop at KGMI.com.
But if you want to talk today, you got to call us.
Call now. Yeah. Call soon.
Yes.
And give a little shout out to our co-host, Dan at Bellingham Automotive.
Doing something fun in the sun, I'm sure.
He's probably moving stuff around his house, trying to get ready for the remodel.
There you go.
The 3-year remodel plan.
Man.
He's only 2 years into it, though.
Yeah.
A lot of work going on there. We got some of that going around our house for different reasons. talking before the break about power steering systems and the change that we've seen over the years. And the majority of cars we see coming in now, they've gotten rid of the hydraulics, which is fabulous. No more power steering fluid leaks. And, on a side note, for a while, Chrysler and some of the European cars decided to go with electric power steering pumps. That was great. Did away with the power steering belt-driven power steering pump and just went with an electric motor to drive the power steering pump. Unfortunately, you still dealt with the fluid leaks.
Yes.
And kind of a stopgap to what we have now are the fully electric and electronic power steering systems.
You know, that was I was a little afraid of that at first, but I'm not anymore.
You know, when you start looking at, okay, I need to replace the power steering gear or power steering fluid lines or power steering pump versus replacing an electric power steering rack, from a repair perspective, it's so much cleaner.
Oh, yeah.
And nicer to not have to deal with the fluid and everything else, bleeding the system and all the problems that go along with it, the power steering whine that won't go away after you put in a new pump or things along those lines.
That's true. And, I would say that, the system, they're expensive. Everything's expensive. But if you compared that to, replacing a rack, it's kind of like back in the day with the old Mercury Sable or whatever it was. You'd almost want to just replace the whole system, which you didn't. You just pieced it together as it failed. But nowadays, though, when it does fail, you're a lot of times replacing the whole system, which is like one or two major pieces. And it works for a really long time when you get done.
Yeah. I like anything that gets away from the grease and the grime and hazardous waste,
yeah.
Cleaning chemicals, things like that.
Oh,
so
yeah.
From a repair perspective, definitely a huge benefit there. Hey, looks like we got another caller here, Kirk.
Excellent.
Excellent. We've got Mark on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Hey, I was curious, if you guys were in the market for a 2015 or newer 3/4 or 1-ton pickup, gas or diesel, what would you gravitate towards or what would you stay away from?
I'd gravitate towards a 3/4-ton Dodge, personally.
Would you be going diesel on that?
Yeah.
I guess.
Not the little 3-liter Eco Diesel that they put in the 1500s, but
a real diesel, like a Cummins Dodge truck.
Yeah.
You get into the newer diesel trucks. You want to do some research. There are some downsides to them with the particulate filters.
Yeah.
The DEF fluid based catalyst systems where you don't just have to fill it with diesel fuel. You got another tank. You have to put the urea solution in there, the blue DEF or other type
urine.
Of exhaust fluid.
Right.
Everybody thought it was a joke when you had to lubricate your muffler bearings. Well, these days you got to
lubricate your muffler bearings.
Lubricate your catalytic converter.
Yeah.
And so the system comes with, one, the added expense of the DEF fluid, and then also the added maintenance and repair costs of those systems, which over the life of owning one of those vehicles can add thousands, like several thousand dollars, onto the ownership of the truck. Removing those systems is illegal, highly frowned upon, and there are people that do it, but the EPA is really cracking down on those things.
Well, they are. I mean, criminal prosecution and massive fines for those that are doing that.
Are you looking at towing a fifth wheel, a boat, some sort of heavy-duty work?
Yeah, towing a travel trailer. I also have a little mini excavator and haul that around on a trailer.
Yeah, I'm going to kind of side with Kirk on that, on going with the diesel. There are some really good gas-powered trucks these days that have decent power and 8 or 10-speed transmissions that tow a lot better and everything else. But if you're towing a big travel trailer and you're towing around a mini excavator, which, a mini excavator is still a pretty heavy piece of equipment, you're going to like having the towing benefits of a diesel.
You had mentioned Dodge. I've heard that some years have transmission issues.
Yeah, pretty much.
Can you guys speak to that?
The answer is yes. And, you know, one of the things that I've found is that it depends on how you drive it. I really think that's got a lot to do with it. You know, they, I'm going to knock on wood, my Dodge, it's an 04. It's got 240,000 miles on the original transmission. And I think it's got a lot to do. You know, you get your travel trailer, pulling your excavator, whatever. And if you basically just kind of ease up to speed, you know, you're not trying to pass everybody and, you know, really loading that transmission, I think they're going to last a lot longer. And then servicing the transmissions on those things when you're pulling, I think that's a really important thing to do. You know, maybe every 40,000 miles or maybe even 30,000 miles. Fluid's pretty cheap, you know, service it up. But I think that a lot of the failures, you get these big trucks with big motors, with small guys driving big things, and they want to show off that power, and they end up burning up all the components. So drive it easy, you know?
Yeah, and honestly, if you were to look at the Ford trucks, the 6.7 Power Stroke, I think is the iteration you're going to be looking at for that year. And the Chevy Duramax.
Yeah.
To look at each one of them and drive them and see which one you like and which you're most comfortable with, and then do some research on the pitfalls and downside of any of them. If you haven't owned a diesel truck and had to pay for the services on it, just be aware that they can be expensive to maintain and drive.
Tires.
They tow great, but they can be expensive to maintain and drive, and not everybody goes in eyes wide open on that one.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you, Mark. You know, we could do a whole show on that, Kirk.
Yes, we could.
All right, 360-676-KGMI, you are in the shop, and we'll be right back.
Hello? Summer? You sound so far away. Oh, you're right. Now is the time to plan for AC. Yes, I've heard it's going to get hot. With Barron's preseason cooling special, you can skip the line and save big. Like free AC or heat pump big. With a deal like this, there's no better time to upgrade your whole home comfort system. Yes, get free AC or a free heat pump with purchase of a high-efficiency furnace. You'll stay cool and enjoy energy savings for years to come. Barron's home performance experts look beyond the box, finding you affordable ways to improve the comfort, health, and energy efficiency of your home. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Yep, right now you can get free AC or a heat pump with purchase of a high-efficiency furnace. I'd call Barron today and be sure to ask about 60-month special financing. Pay no interest upon approval. Don't wait. Those hot nights are just around the corner, and this offer won't last. See you soon, summer.
Barron, your full-service HVAC, electrical, and plumbing contractor. Our mission, improving lives.
Dr. John's Auto Clinic, located in Bellingham on Kentucky Street, is here for your auto repair and service needs. Trusted and affordable auto repair in Bellingham for over 25 years. Ask about their oil change and maintenance inspections. You can hear Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic every Saturday on In the Shop on News Talk 790 KGMI. Or check out Dr. John's Auto Clinic at djautoclinic.com. And on Facebook for the latest in auto repair news. Dr. John's Auto Clinic, reliable, honest, and a part of this community for over 25 years.
KGMI Connects with Joe Tien is about our community and you.
Everybody talks about the southern border. I live up here about 5 miles from the Canadian border.
Uh-huh. Join us each weekday at 4 p.m. for KGMI Connects.
I have picked up discarded clothing from people coming south. The Border Patrol's aware of this. I know of 7 gotaways.
On KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM, and MyBellinghamNow.com.
Welcome back. You are in the shop. Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic. Kirk from Engler Automotive, 360-676-KGMI. Talk a little bit about electric power steering systems and some of the things that are pretty cool in them. And, you know, some of the problems that we see in these systems, you know, on various vehicles. I'll use one like a Chevrolet Aveo. We've done a number of power steering control modules. The actual electronic modules can have a tendency to fail because of the high current flow, the amount of electricity it takes to provide that electric boost to replace the hydraulic boost. is pretty high. So it makes some of the circuit boards and other components, because of this high amperage draw, a little bit more prone to failure. And occasionally we'll see things like torque sensors that senses how hard you're turning the wheel.
Yeah.
It will go out of calibration or fail.
That is one of the neat, I guess, well, replacing the electronic, you know, you got to recalibrate everything, which is not that big of a deal to do so. But I've only replaced one electric steering unit so far. It was
really?
In a Prius, yeah.
We've done some Chevrolet Aveos, a number of Subarus. Subaru actually had on some of their cars an extended warranty, not technically a recall, but they extended the warranty on them because of some problems with them. So we've probably done more Subaru ones than others. You know, part of that is we have so many Subarus in the Northwest here.
There is.
Which sometimes it'll skew what we're replacing on. But
you know, really, though, I think – so far, I mean, I don't know how many pumps and racks I've put in.
Hundreds.
You know? And hundreds. And I guess that's, you know, like, I'm not a big shop like you guys or, you know, some of the other people. But like I say, I've replaced one electronic power steering unit so far. And in that time, you know, that was 5 years ago, I've probably put, I don't know, 40 racks in and 20 pumps and God knows how many power steering lines. So I think this whole electronic power steering from the maintenance side of it, longevity, I think that it's a great deal.
Yeah. Let's see if we can do this in 60 seconds here with Scott.
Okay.
Morning, Scott. We're coming up on the end of the show, but maybe we can help you out here. Scott?
What is going on?
Well, I guess we're going to have to move on with that 60 seconds.
Sunspots.
Yeah, that's one important thing with the electric power steering systems. If you take your car in for an alignment somewhere, and this actually applies to the old school systems on vehicles with newer driver assist features, after doing an alignment or certain repairs, you need to have somebody go in with a scan tool that has the ability to recalibrate or do the zero-point calibration for the vehicle assist systems. And it's actually kind of critical for those systems to work properly. So if they aren't mentioning that or doing that, that's something you want to ask your shop about, is are you recalibrating my system after you do these repairs?
Good point.
It's pretty straightforward to do. Sometimes it can take a minute or two. Sometimes it can take a half hour or more, but absolutely critical, important that gets taken care of. So make sure if you're having steering, suspension, alignment, and sometimes just tires done, that you need to have that done.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy you got to do that, but... that's just the way the world is nowadays.
Hey, we have those multi-$1,000 scan tools for a reason.
That's true.
Thanks for listening. You've been in the shop. Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic. Kirk from Angler Automotive. Give us an email in the shop at kgmi.com.